It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
The last game on the last day of the high school basketball season. This one is for all the marbles, the championship in Class 2A. For Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, two girls' teams vying to cut down the nets here and win a state championship. It's the Donovan West Lady Mustangs taking on the Mound Ridge Wildcats. And we're just moments away from the opening tip here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Glad to have you along, Ray Pinning, our studio engineer. I'm Justin Kluk, joined by Dave Johnson, as Donovan West last night, a thrilling double overtime victory over Pitt Colgan, 61-60, to get back in a championship game for the second time in 3 years. They won it all two seasons ago in Dodge City, and now try to take the title here in Manhattan. In their way is the number one seed and the number two state-ranked Mound Ridge Wildcats from the Heart of America Conference, and they are having themselves a state tournament time here in the Purple Palace. Their wins came a little bit easier here at state, including a 12-point win over Hayes TMP and beating Inman by 20 points in yesterday's semifinal. Mound Ridge is 23-2, and Donovan West is 19-5. But Dave Johnson, only one thing truly matters, and that's the next 32 minutes and how these teams come out and play basketball to decide a champion here today.
Well, it's power against power, the power of the Heart of America Conference versus the Twin Valley Conference. And anytime you get these type of teams, and just like you said, Mound Ridge has played a little bit easier, sometimes that doesn't always correlate into the championship game. It just comes down to whether Donovan West has enough in the tank after a two overtime thriller last night, whether or not they can defend and whether or not they're going to have the legs for four quarters. I think that'll be a key for Coach Perry Smith's team.
It's the third game in 3 days for both these teams, but double OT for Donovan West last night as they tried to dethrone another higher-seeded and ranked team here in Manhappiness. Donovan West, led by ninth-year head coach Perry Smith, who has his team back here in a state title game just 2 years after winning it all. We'll talk to the head coach of the Lady Mustangs, Perry Smith, as our pregame show continues here for Bramlage Coliseum as the 2A Girls State Championship coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha, online at mscsports.net and the MSC Radio app.
Attention Sepetha residents, Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com. Now's the time to buy a gun and security safe from Grant's Repair just west of Wathena. Stop in and check out their showroom offering more than 35 different safes to view. Safes from Liberty, Browning, Champion, Superior, and Fort Knox, with many sizes, colors, and accessories to choose from. Grant's Repair is currently offering bundle-up savings with discounted prices, plus you get a hoodie, insulated tumbler, and dehumidifier with every safe purchased. Hurry in for the best selection and great local service. Grant's Repair, gun and security safes, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Online at grantsrepair.net.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum Championship Saturday. We're set for the 2A girls finale, and Perry Smith, head coach, joins us as D-West team getting ready to take on Mound Ridge. And, Coach, before we talk about today, just want to go back to last night. Obviously, the double overtime grinding win over Pittsburgh Colgan. Did you get a chance to enjoy it with the girls? And it's tough because you want to enjoy it, but then you got to refocus for the next game. It had to be a great feeling last night.
It was a great feeling. But, yeah, we didn't get a lot of time to enjoy it. I think we were up till about 2:30 last night, so getting ready for today. But we'll get to enjoy it after this weekend, and that's this game today is what's most important, and we got to take care today. And so that's what we focused on last night.
We knew 3 games in 3 days would be tough for any team, but when you throw in double overtime and play in the late game last night, I know that's what I've heard people talk about. You know, is the big question mark today. How do you try to address it, or do you not address it at all? Or, you know, how do you approach that with the girls?
We don't talk about it. We're not in our style. You know, we use a lot of energy. So we were off our feet a lot today, did a lot of study work, a lot of things that hopefully get us prepared for today without being doing much on our feet or anything that was exerting us in any way. So hopefully we get focused in, and I know the girls will, and we'll compete like crazy today, I know.
Looks like a pretty good matchup. I mean, watching last couple days your opponent Mound Ridge play, I mean, they're pretty balanced and do a lot of, you know, little things like you do. So what do you see as keys to this matchup here today?
Well, you've heard me say tempo will be key. A lot of teams don't face our style, so we want to get that thing moving a little bit, you know, where we can get up and down the court. They're more deliberate than us. If you watched, you know, I told you about Colgan was that way too yesterday, and this team's a lot that way as well. So we need to get that tempo going our speed, and if we can dictate tempo, I think it'll go a long ways to having success. And the other thing is, again, something we've talked to you about a lot, Justin, is we've got to be able to control the board. Because that is how we get in transition. We got to rebound the ball. So if we do that, I think we'll be in good shape.
You know, as far as your team goes, are they a pretty focused team? Or are they pretty loose? I mean, like, how do you feel like they'll approach the state championship game? I know some girls were there, and you obviously got one 2 years ago. But what's kind of the MO of this team that you feel like and how they'll approach it today?
I laugh because I don't know any coach anymore that knows. I you know, I'm old school. You know, when I was playing, you know, we had lights out, set down, and we were really focused. This group will be playing music and hopping around. I never know, but no, they'll compete, and that's all we ask. And this program's built on that, and they'll go out today, and we'll play hard, and hopefully we'll have great focus and stuff. But if you can't get ready for this game, what can you do?
Right, no doubt. Well, final question. I was just going to ask, you know, what it would mean for you and this team this year to be able to come here to Manhattan and win a 2A title just a couple of years after you won 1A.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be a testament to our kids, our program, our school, our community. It'll be all that wrapped up into one. You know, this group's got to take care of today, and they'll go play like crazy, and hopefully at the end we'll be where we want to be.
Hopefully they have enough energy, and hopefully you have enough voice left to get through the championship.
There you go. Thank you, Justin.
Coach Perry Smith of the D-West girls are set for a championship game against Mound Ridge. It's coming up here from Manhattan on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 21 years, Pierce Heating and Cooling has been serving Northeast Kansas HVAC needs. Pierce Heating and Cooling, your independent trained comfort specialist, can assist you with residential, commercial, or industrial heating and air repair or replacement. Pierce offers annual service plans and financing options, subject to credit approval. See Pierce Heating and Cooling for complete details. Pierce Heating and Cooling offers free quotes and estimates for all your heating and air needs. Visit piercecool.com or call 785-988-4400 for Pierce Heating and Cooling.
It's hard to stop a train. Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over three decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back. Bramwich Coliseum in Manhattan. Our studio engineer is Ray Pinning. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Dave Johnson. Just getting ready to introduce the starting lineup. D West will be the visiting team here again today. They've been the visitors on the scoreboard the previous 2 days as well, coming in as the number six seed, but now two impressive wins over Chase County, 60-44, and knocking off number two seed and top ranked Pitt Colgan, 61-60, in double overtime last night. For Jonathan West in the state semifinals in 2022, and then won it all in 2023. A lot of history for this Mound Ridge team. This is their 22nd state appearance for girls basketball. They've been in the semifinals 13 times, and they've been in the championship game with a record of 7-5. So Mound Ridge has 7 wins and 5 losses in the title games, but they haven't won a state championship since 2011. Mound Ridge is 23-2 on the season. Their closest win was by Hillsboro. They beat them by 3 points, and their only losses are to Little River, who Centralia, another GBL opponent, beat today in the 1A Division I Girls State Championship in Dodge City, and Heston, who is a top-three team at Class 3A in Hutchinson. Those are the only losses for this Mound Ridge team. We mentioned Centralia. Congratulations to the Lady Panthers. Their state champions, also from the Twin Valley League on the girls' side, Hanover state champs as they beat league foe Lynn today. So Centralia and Hanover have already won, and D-West girls trying to become the third different Twin Valley League team to cut down the net. So keep you up to date on Axel and Cunningham as well. That's the boys' 1A Division II championship going on in Colby as we're just about to tip off the final games of the high school basketball season. Let's meet these starting lineups. We'll start with Donovan West because they are the visitors. Team that started the year 12-2, lost 3 games in a row, but back on track and now won 7 straight coming into today. 2 losses to Centralia, we mentioned. Also 1 to Troy, who finished 3rd in state. Hanover, who's a state champion, and Clifton Clyde. For Coach Perry Smith, his starters include Brenna Eady, a 5'3 senior, in the backcourt with 5'6 sophomore Courtney Johnson. Also starting is Bell Smith, a 5'6 junior. Andy Foster is a 5'7 sophomore. And in the middle, it's Katie Johnson, the 5'10 senior for Donovan West. 19-9 for her last night. Foster's had a couple double-doubles. Edie's been in double digits both her games of the state tournament as well. Now for the Mound Ridge Wildcats, they'll be the home team in the white uniforms here tonight for Coach Haley Huxman. The starters include 5'5 junior Addison Patrick, 5'7 junior Cammie Unruh, 5'5 sophomore Haley Heacox, and 5'10 sophomore Patty Heacox. Also starting at a forward spot, it's 5'11 junior Macy Commoncow as those starters for this Mound Ridge girls team that does not have any seniors on their roster. D-West only has 3 of them, but this Mound Ridge team still fairly young and at State for the first time in a few years as they come into today's championship game. Mound Ridge, a team that we've seen a couple times against TMP and Inman. Dave Johnson, what's your scout say on Mound Ridge and what D-West can expect here in this game against the Wildcats?
Well, very skilled offensively. It all starts with Cammie Unruh running the point. Skilled junior, finishes around the rim, able to get herself in position to score. They shoot outstanding at the free throw line, so you can't just go start putting them at the foul line. Very skilled. All five can handle the ball. Cam and Cal probably more in the post, but all of them will step out and shoot. What did you say earlier? I think they attempted 142 threes this year, so they're not shy about it. The key will be whether or not Donovan West can get their feet in front of them and take away the gap to driving lane. Because they do a nice job of scoop shots when they get inside. Very, very, very aggressive. Now, a deliberate, but like most teams, which we watch as Mound Ridge and Sterling, everything's wide open and really looking to drive the gap.
Mound Ridge, team that scores a lot of points. Seven times this year, they've scored over 70, and they had a season-high 82-point game against Sedgwick. So speaking of their offensive firepower, Cammie Unruh, who Dave just mentioned, averaging 17 points a game to lead him, as she has scored 40 points in the two tournament games already for Mound Ridge here this week. For Donovan West, a tremendous balance, and that's what we've seen throughout the last couple days at the state tournament as well. Courtney Johnson, 11 points per game. Katie Johnson, just under 10 points per game. Brenna Eady, about 9 points per game. Bell Smith, just over 8 points per game. And, you know, get some help off the bench as well. Andy Foster, almost 8 points per game average as well. So all five starters average, you know, 7 or 8 points plus per game for D-West. They're a balanced squad. They're a scrappy squad. We heard Coach Perry Schmidt talk about the tempo and how they need to dictate that. I think the biggest key again today is how much gas in the tank with third game in 3 days and coming off double overtime. But, you know, this team's going to leave it all on the line and not be thinking about being tired here for the next hour and a half of play.
Well, and the other thing is being mentally tough. You've got to know what you've got to take away from them. You can't run at shooters just like Common Cow. Inside, she goes leaving the paint. You're a sag on her. She's a five and in. But Unruh is as good a guard I've seen this year. Really handles the ball real well. And a name, if you're familiar with Mound Ridge, Unruh's had some awfully good ball players down there. So it's all come down to this, all the slides, all the defensive intensity drills, all the long practices, and now a chance to play for a title and memories that will last a lifetime.
Mound Ridge, a great free throw shooting team. They've made exactly 15 out of 20 in each of their first two state tournament games. Tip-off and Mound Ridge will get it. They're in their home whites. They'll go from left to right. Those starting lineups, again, presented by Sepetta Auto Parts, your Napa dealer. Every championship team needs a great starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship-caliber parts. That's where you'll find it. Sepetta Auto Parts, your Napa dealer.
Donovan West starts straight out man-to-man. Good job of cutting off the drive.
Kick to the far corner. Here's a three by Patrick. It's off the rim, off the glass, back through the rim, and a three-point basket.
And she's shown that in the tournament, able to hit threes. They're not shy about it. They get their shoulders square. It's going up.
She leads the team. That's her 44th triple of the year. Mound Ridge scores first. Donovan West now will set up their first try on offense. Edie looking to attack across the foul line. Out to Courtney Johnson, left wing. Lobs it into sister Katie. Turns, shoots, scores. Picking up where she left off last night.
Nice job that time on the entry pass. Katie had a nice steal, just an easy turn. I think she's got an advantage in the post this time over the younger Chemical.
Katie Johnson, one of five leaders. There's another three, and it's good. It's Hattie Heacock. So back-to-back triples by Mound Ridge.
That's where you can't leave the ball. They are such good shooters. There's not going to be somebody not looking to shoot it.
Edie drives, but misses a little too strong off the window. It's 6-2. Mound Ridge with the lead and the basketball.
Another open three.
Patrick again. This one no good. Thank heavens for Donovan West. Now the pass ahead. Bell Smith trying to catch up to it. Does. Right side. Shot blocked. Saved in. Courtney Johnson has it. She throws it up and it's fouled. And our first whistle of the game with 6:26 on the clock. And two free throws coming here for D-West.
And once again, Donovan West looks to push the ball that time. Now they're calling it on the floor. I don't agree with that. She was in the act of shooting when she got fouled, but they're going to say it's on the floor.
One of our officials is local. That would be Maggie Hazenkamp, part of the three-person officiating crew here for this girls' title game. Foster out top to Edie. Now Courtney Johnson, who scored 16 in the opening round win over Chase County. Started to say Katie Johnson, one of five girls on this D-West team that was also on the roster when they won it all 2 years ago in Dodge. There's a turnover for D-West. First one of the game.
Oh, good spell. Almost picked one right there.
Ball's on the deck.
Oh.
And she's going to be whistled for a foul. A tough break. D-West had foul trouble Thursday, not so much yesterday.
Again, it's that fine line of being aggressive, knowing when and where, and nice try by Bell that time to get on the floor, but just a little too aggressive.
Edie and Katie Johnson are the seniors, along with Brooklyn Rawls for this Mustang squad and Coach Perry Smith. 6-2 early on, couple minutes gone by. Underage against Jonathan West, man-to-man D. Tough shot over Johnson, partially blocked and rebounded by Katie. Here comes Edie. Mustang skip the pass ahead to Smith. Attacks right side into the lane, shot blocked. Good defense by Addie Hecox. And now Mound Ridge hustles it to the near side. Moving left to right. Baseline drive and off her foot.
She's on the line.
First one on Mound Ridge.
Mound Ridge looking to score a little bit more here. And the size of Mound Ridge, Hecox, the sophomore with the block inside. Kenny Cow, same way, about 5'9", 5'10", but long inside. Looking to, Jonathan West needs to maybe look to elevate a little bit. But again, you got to attack. You got to make him pay with the overreach on the outside.
Joe Westine has checked into the Mustang lineup. She's a junior, along with Bell Smith, was on that state tournament team 2 years ago. And here's a basket by Courtney Johnson.
Nice shoot from the left hand that time for the kiss off the glass.
Courtney's first bucket. It's a two-point game. Almost 3 minutes gone by. Addie Hecox now on the near side. Patrick, you get one of two early threes here for the Wildcat team. Moundridge fans needing something positive to cheer about. Their boys got upset and lost in the state championship boys game just a little bit ago here in Manhattan. They had won it twice in a row, and they were undefeated but knocked off by Sterling, one of their league rivals. Here's another three straight away off the back lip, missed by Unrau, and the long rebound chased down by Hecox. Now to the basket, Unrau, layup, good, right down the lane.
And that's what they'll do. They'll get a long rebound, and Unrau quick to the basket right there. That's kind of her game. Always has the heads up looking for other people.
8-4, Mound Ridge leads, 4:25 left here in the first quarter.
And Mound Ridge playing behind Katie in the post that time. There's a lot of opportunity for Donovan West to go to her if they'll be patient on a ball reversal. Really being aggressive.
Smith setting the screen for Edie. Now Courtney Johnson attacks, kicks it out to Westein. One-hand bounce pass into Katie. Got it, and now kicks it back out. Now a three by Edie. It's Mason! Saturday night, the break is open, and Brenna Edie pulls the Mustangs within one.
As the Bee Gees said, Saturday night's all right.
Down low to Kim and Cal. Now up top, another three for Mound Ridge. This one no good. Long rebound, great hustle by Edie to save it in. But it goes right to Hecox, who goes and scores and draws the foul. That was just good hustle by Edie, but she saved it without looking right to Hattie Hecox, who got a chance for the three-point play.
Well, Donovan West right now looks like exactly what Katie just said. We've got to play some defense and finish the defensive possession. We're getting the long shots. The long shots equal long rebounds, and we're getting caught getting inside, and the long rebound is causing Mound Ridge to get the easy rebound. And then when they cut, they've gotten layups out of it. So we've got to block out a little longer and get a little deeper on the blockout.
Addie Hecox, 5'10", sophomore. 8 of 11 at the line now, 9 of 12 here in the state tournament, and Mound Ridge leads by 4.
You don't have to worry about Mound Ridge switching defense. They're going to be man all night.
Edie lost the handle. Johnson keeps it alive. Courtney, now here's a drive by Foster. Just checked back in. Out to Courtney. Three-point shot off the rim. High rebound goes to Kim and Cal. U.S. trying to press a little bit. They've been able to force some turnovers the last couple of nights. We'll need two again today. Here's Unruh. Great ball handler out to Hecox. A three. She hit it. Second of the game. And that's 9 points for Addie Hecox and a timeout by Mustang coach Perry Smith.
Again, West getting caught in transition where the ball is entered into the paint. Our guards are slow getting out to the shooters that time. Whether it's Tamiko, who's basically post, but Hecox, the sophomore, who's almost an inside out, kind of a stretch four. And Unrau and Patrick, you got three guys that can really shoot it for the Lady Wildcats.
Timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting online at popcorngives.com. That is find your favorite lender of homegrown popcorn. The Gay Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on at the conclusion of today's 2A Girls Championship during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show here later tonight for Bramlage Coliseum. Aldridge 14, Donovan West 7, three threes for the Wildcats after the score doubled up in their favor by 7. Courtney Johnson in the same starting five. Here's a lob down low to Foster. She gets it to East
nice
on the right hand. Beautiful look to Edie from Foster.
Good set by Coach Smith that time. Went to the basic 1-4 high and got a nice ball reversal.
Edie's got 5 points now to lead Donovan West. They're down by a nickel. Here's the pass from Heacox to the near side. Now fake three. Drive by Haley Heacox over to Hattie. Twin sisters and a missed layup there by Hattie, but another offensive board. Out to Patrick for three. That's in and out.
No block
almost
out.
And over the back foul. Now a foul against D. West going on West side. As just a little more aggressive there, Hattie Heacox able to go crash it down and grab the board.
Again, the shot's going up, and we've got our girls running into the paint where they've got to get spread to get a block out. They've got to realize that right now. We're giving up way too many offensive rebounds. They've got too good of shooters there.
Inbounds pass and another foul. This is going to be number two on Katie Johnson. Inbounds play there, and Katie will pick up her second with 2:29 to go in this opening quarter. 5-point lead for Mound Ridge as they head to the charity stripe here. Macy Kim and Cal, 58% on the year, 3-for-3 at stake, but now misses that one.
She's the one, if you're going to foul somebody, that is the one to foul.
Yep.
But again,
that's the only one.
Exactly. On the inbounds play, we got caught on the screen and not communicating. Got a sub in, and they'd already given the ball to Mound Ridge to shoot it. Donovan West not sharp right now in the first quarter at all, and Mound Ridge is.
Westside went to the scores table and then ran on in, but the official hadn't really signaled her because the ball was already in the hands of Cannon Cow for Mound Ridge. They do allow the substitution here. The second free throw coming up for the 5'11 junior, averaging 7.6 boards a game. Cannon Cow sinks the second. Her first point. He's the fourth different Wildcat to score. It's 15-9. Here's transition from Smith. Wide open all along for the layup.
As it's been all year. Wildcats slow getting back. Transition defense key here. You got to find shooters.
Courtney Johnson defending on Kimmy Unround. Nice pass to Heacox. His foul. No travel. Defense by Andy Foster that time. And turnover number two.
Bailed out that time. Again, Donovan West. Wildcats of Mound Ridge doing a really good job of getting the ball swung. And then when they do, they are attacking, and Donovan West's closeouts are not in good position right now. I know Coach Smith can't be happy with his defense. Got to do a little better job of tightening it up here.
Down by four, but with the basketball now. D. West, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Foster dribbling up top. She's posted a couple double-doubles at stake. Now a shot by Edie, 15-footer on the left baseline. No good. Rebounded by Heacox. Outlet to her sister, Haley. Haley doesn't score near as much, only a few points a game. Haley gets it back to Hattie here on the near side. Mustangs match up. Now a left side drive, pass into the lane. Aspen Stoes is checked in. Here's a three ball, good. That's off the bench, a freshman, Mackenzie Conkling.
Again, same thing. Ball got touched into the paint.
Edie shot
good rebound.
Got her own miss. Edie follows it off the window and through.
It's the three ball right now that's killing us. We're just not getting into Mountain Woods really wanting to run with this here.
Here's Saley Heacox. He's fouled, and it's going to be number two on Belle Smith. So Katie Johnson on the bench with two fouls, and now Belle Smith has two fouls. They both battled foul trouble on Thursday. And to your point, Dave, Mound Ridge has now made 4 3-point baskets in this first quarter.
Sometimes when you press, you have trouble covering up on the weak side. And last night against St. Colgan, they weren't attacking. Mound Ridge is. They got way better shooters. So what's happening is you're covering up on the trying to not give up the layup, and they're attacking, and then they've got their shooters trailing and stepping right into jump shots. They're too good of shooters to leave them open like this. Coach Smith's probably going to have to make some adjustments, maybe go three-quarter court right now.
Johnson and Smith are both on the bench now with two fouls. 5'8 sophomore Kate Falk has checked in. Second free throw good, so one out of two for Heacox, but she's in double digits with 10 points. The lead is 6. Here's Edie. Senior off to a great start. Foster up top with just over a minute to play in the opening quarter. Foster working, tightly defended. Quick ball reversal back up top to Edie, who will reset between the circles.
Really face guarding Courtney Johnson, not letting her touch it. They've seen the games where she's got her feet set, and they're not letting her do that today.
Edie off the screen from Weststein. Now bounces it in, and a reach-around foul from behind.
Still a foul.
Tried to feed Falk, and the foul on the backup here, Aspen Stowes. They only played two or three girls off the bench. 5'9 sophomore Stowes and the freshman Mackenzie Conklin both in there now.
John Ridge was a little more size than I had seen him before. You know, up in the stands, down here on the floor, they got a little more size than what I thought.
Foster in the lane, can't get a shot off. Back out to Edie it goes. 35 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 19-13, Wildcats lead. Edie against the man-to-man, drives to the right side. Wanted a foul, hit the deck hard, but no call, headed the other way.
That is a foul.
Give me up here.
Oh, that's a double dribble, and they finally got it right there.
Third turnover against Mound Ridge right in front of us. D. West just one turnover here early on, and they'll have a possession down six. Last possession perhaps of this first period.
Well, you got two folks sitting on the bench with two fouls. The Donovan West already running uphill, and even more so fatigue-wise, they've got to get a basket here. Even only down six now with under 10 seconds to go in the quarter.
Clock is 6:54. Weststein into Foster, into the lane, fakes right, now kicks it out. They got to shoot 1 second. Weststein off the mark at the buzzer. And after 8 minutes, it's Mound Ridge 19 and the D-West Mustangs 13. 2A state championship girls game here in Manhattan. One quarter closed. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and return after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Third, top four finish for the Donovan West Lady Mustangs in the last 4 years. They trail 19-13, though, as we begin quarter number two. Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here courtside in the Octagon of Doom. We'll give it go, and a left side layup good by Macy Kamenkow. And it's a Mound Ridge lead at the other end. Smith, she scores with the left side layup. Again, Mound Ridge struggles getting back defensively.
Donovan West staying with the full court pressure here. Interesting decision by Coach Smith.
Aldridge still in backcourt. Now passed across the timeline to Kamiko. Left to Hattie Heacox, who had a hot first quarter. She scored 10 and hit two of the four triples for Mound Ridge. They won their first two games pretty easily. Now a three by the freshman Conklin. Missed badly. Nice box out Katie Johnson. Katie and Bell Smith both out there with two fouls. Here's
nice cross up.
Coast to coast, and it rolls around and fell off the front of the rim.
Oh, that was pretty. Just not did everything but fall.
Still down six, Donovan West. Here's Haley Heacock trying to go one-on-one against Johnson. Goes around her, missed it. Katie gets the board. Bell Smith trying to get ahead of the pack again. Edie sends to Johnson on the left wing. Courtney's only been able to get one shot off to this point. 6:50 to go now in the second quarter.
Got to get some offense back to the basic set, looking high-low with Johnson.
Pass to Johnson, trying to get it.
Ball's loose.
Over her head, and it's saved in by Mound Ridge.
And a shooter on the backside.
Almost a carry there. The official might have missed it. Perry Smith put his arms up, and here's a jumper that's a little bit short. Rebounded by Katie Johnson again. U.S. needing offense, though. They have their starting five out there in the second quarter. Starting lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. Edie, Smith, Johnson, Johnson, and Foster.
Mound Ridge really extended right now, and Donovan West having trouble getting in their set right now. Fortunate to be where they're at. Need to get some offense going.
2 minutes gone by in the second quarter. Edie again looking to attack into the lane.
Good steal.
Into Johnson, and it's tipped away and stolen. A drop down help defense there. Back-to-back turnovers on D-West.
Well, they are letting Mountain Ridge play through contact right now, really reaching through. Jonathan West has got to be a lot stronger with the ball. Going to split it.
Unruh, we haven't called her name much, but she's got a drive and an open layup. And the lead is back to 8. Now the pass ahead to Courtney Johnson. Tough catch. And in a fast mode there, just a little bit too strong off the glass.
Everything we're doing is a half-step pass right now, and Mountain Ridge playing within the framework of the offense.
Three-pointer missed by Heacock. Long rebound to Johnson, who tried to pass it up to Edie, and we got a foul. It'll be the first foul of the second quarter, and only the second foul against Mountain Ridge here in the title game. And it's on Hattie Heacock, so her first personal. And I think we're going to get a timeout. We'll take it. First one called by Mountain Ridge head coach Kaylee Huxman. Wildcats haven't won a title since 2011. They lead by 8 with 5:20 to go, first half, and we're back in half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need trusted legal advice? Parker Law Office in Highland is here for you. From family law to business matters, they provide experienced and compassionate representation. Protect your right and your future. Call Parker Law in Highland for a consultation. Parker Law is proud to support local schools.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Ray Pinning, our studio engineer, Justin Cook, David Johnson back with you. Valley Falls lost their third-place game today. Silver Lake boys won their third-place game. Toy Girls won and got third. Silver Lake girls finished second. Centralia girls and Hanover girls won state titles. Demon girls lost their title. They finished second to Aquinas. Out C-West here, trailing 23-15 against Mound Ridge.
Boy, Mound Ridge really bodying up on cuts.
Three-pointer, Edie, and missed it a little long. Courtney Johnson saves in the rebound. In the corner, looking for help, finds Westine. Wide open, triple. And Amy Joe hasn't been able to make a field goal yet in this state tournament as we go under 5 minutes to play here in the first half.
Mountain Ridge going to run a set here.
The biggest lead was 9. Currently up 8 with the ball. Wildcats 23-2.
Boy, Conklin nearly carrying the ball every time she dribbles.
Haley Heacocks finds Kim Ako. Now a three by Haley Heacocks. That's short, long rebound, and it goes to Edie. Alertly, now she's 2-on-2 with Westine. Right side of the lane, back to the basket, picks it up, double-teamed, finds Katie. Now Courtney up top, three, bingo! Buried a triple. Courtney Johnson with the triple.
Well, Jonathan West going straight man-to-man now. Bill Smith's the only one up on the press. Smith decided we're going to play a little half-court defense and try and get this game tightened up a little bit. Going to spin back left. Kamiko likes that, going right and spinning left.
Second triple for the Mustangs. Now the drive and a charging foul. And that was Katie Johnson taking the charge. She's got two personals already, but stepped in and took it that time. A turnover by Mount Ridge.
Well, my. She's evidently been listening to something. As we talked about a charge, the selfless act of stepping in front for your teammates. Two big ones here for Katie Johnson. The biggest one last night, of course, against Mount Ridge. And Donovan West trying to claw back in this one, trailing by 5.
With the basketball, and they've brought Andy Foster back into the lineup with Wedstein, Katie Johnson, Courtney Johnson, and Belle Smith out there. Katie and Bell each have 2 fouls. 3:50 to go. High post here. Bell sends it back out to Foster. Now Johnson walking on top of the Purple Power Cat at midcourt. He scoots it to Katie Johnson. Now over to Westside, and the Mustangs reach set.
I see the Mustangs go back to that basic set right there. That's a tough pass.
Back to her cut, but the pass too high from Westside. Trying to hit Courtney Johnson. Fourth turnover, 3 of those on the left in this second quarter.
All our cuts have got to be a lot stronger because Mound Ridge is really arm-barring you on everything when you go through the lane. Here they're going to go a little 1-4 high set by Mound Ridge. First time I've seen Unruh out of the game in this whole state tournament, and she's on the bench getting ready to check back in. Got to squeeze.
Heacock drives the lane, banks it in. Hattie Heacock now at 12, and the lead is back up to 7.
They see a little daylight, man. They put that ball on their hip like they're going to take it for a 3. And Courtney Johnson with another 3.
She hits it. She has 8. Second triple by Courtney Johnson, and now it's 25-21. Driving, pulling up for a jumper. Oh. Heacock. Thought that was partially deflected.
It was partially deflected. I thought she blocked that, and it spun just enough to hit the front of the rim and go in.
Haley Heacock was the one that hit that one. It was her first bucket. Man to Weststein, looking back to the bench. Coach Perry Smith will signal in the play. Mustangs had cut at the 4, now down 6. 2.5 to go. We're in the second quarter.
Edie on the bench, so not really a point guard on the floor right now for the Mustangs.
Edie Johnson out to Weststein, defended by Patrick. And now through the lane, and Johnson lost the handle. Stolen away by Moundridge.
She's going to cross up.
Kamikow lost the handle. And the pass ahead to Foster. Wildcat turnover. Foster stops. Back to Courtney Johnson. Open. Same spot. Same result. 3 here on the second stanza for Courtney Johnson.
That's the way to light it up right that time. Johnson demanding the ball on the kick right time. Single-handedly keeping the Mustangs in the game right now.
Hold on. Here they come. They're back within 3.
And the Mustang crowd now behind him.
Betty Heacock, near side. Kamikow going to drive the paint and score off the window. Tough shot for Macy Kamiko.
That was horrible defense by Katie Johnson that time. Just came out straight-legged, didn't even have her knees bent. She's got to know she's going to go that way.
Katie Johnson at the other end scores. She banks it in over Stoves.
Coach Smith on her right now. Let's play some defense. Just because you have 2 fouls doesn't mean you just come out straight-legged.
4 points.
Spot back into this one.
Yep, they're only down by 2. Katie Johnson with 4 points. 1:19 to go here in the first half. Long time without a whistle or a dead ball. There's Patrick at 3. No. Katie Johnson with another board. Dee West was down 6 at the end of the first quarter, trailed by as many as 9.
Johnson's open.
Fakes the 3 this time, tries to drive baseline, and is fouled. Fouled by Addison Patrick, who got there late because she was scared to death. Courtney was about to make her 4th 3-pointer in this quarter.
And what you've seen here at the end of the fourth quarter with Unrout going out of the basketball game, nobody really to get Mound Ridge into their sets, and vice versa with Edie on the bench, the Mustangs did, and then the transition is causing Mound Ridge to get back and leaving our shooters open now.
Both coaches trying to give
dangerous
their
pass by Falk
players a little bit of extra breathers here in
exactly.
Third game in 3 days. Maybe we'll see some of those subs at some points during the season. 29-26, Mound Ridge by 3. Mustangs had cut it to 2 a moment ago. They throw away the inbound pass.
Heacock, you got to get back and take a charge here.
Addie Heacock had it deflected by Courtney Johnson. It'll stay with Mound Ridge. 5 turnovers now on Dee West. They turned it over on the inbound, and we're under a minute to go here in the second quarter.
Murrow will throw it in. Watch the flex cut off the backside.
Heacock back to Unrout. Open layup, way too easy.
I called that one before she even threw it in. They're so cleared out there. She's coming in, cutting, and Johnson, Courtney, that is, got caught standing.
5-point lead. Pass inside, deflected back out. Now on the floor, tied up. Possession arrow to Dee West. So they will keep it. 43 seconds remaining. No fouls on Dee West here in the second quarter. So Katie Johnson coming back in. She and Smith have done a good job of playing with 2.
And critical right here with 43 seconds left. Nothing silly. Mustangs got to be a lot stronger going to the ball. They're just allowing Mound Ridge to run through them. They just got to play with a lot more intensity with the ball.
Foster's been quiet so
nice
far.
Back door.
Courtney Johnson, tough shot with contact coming in, and she made it. 13 for Courtney Johnson.
Seeing a sophomore grow up right in front of your eyes here in this ball game.
25 seconds, and Mound Ridge wants to hold for 1 shot. They currently lead by 3. Have led comfortably until the last few minutes of this first half.
Courtney Johnson on Unrout. Nice matchup that time. Look for a little ball screen by Kamiko out top, and she's going to try and get around the corner and cook for shooters. Squeeze.
Unrout steps through, off the window, in and out, board, out of bounds. 1 second left, Dee West basketball.
Fortunate that time. Hopefully Coach Smith has got to talk to him at halftime about getting squeezes. Because Mound Ridge, if there's an inch of daylight, they're like a mouse. They're going to stick their nose through it, and they're going to go to the basket.
A couple really nice inbounds plays as Dee West will trigger it in against full court man-to-man pressure. They lob it to Courtney near half court.
Could have got Tamiko with a push there.
How the first half will end. Mound Ridge, 31. Donovan West, 28. West was down early, but they battle back and make it a one-possession contest here at halftime. Our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. We're back for halftime stats and analysis here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAginc.com.
When you need a tow, Davies Wrecker Service of Troy is ready and on call. Serving Doniphan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Wrecker Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them. Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Doniphan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at state.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing auto, home, business, as well as farm and crop insurance. At Grain Belt, they pride themselves on attention to detail, personalized service, and finding the best value for their customers. Give them an opportunity, and you'll see why so many are making the switch to Grain Belt Insurance. Located at 117 South Main Street in Troy. Call 785-985-2131 or find out more online at grainbeltinsurance.com.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome into halftime here in Manhattan, where Mound Ridge leads the D-West girls 31-28. Mound Ridge led 19-13 at the end of one quarter. D-West really didn't have any opportunities after the first couple minutes to play with a lead in this first half, but they fell down by as many as nine, and seemed like they were down by 5-8 or so for a good chunk of the end of the first quarter and beginning stages of the second quarter. But then Courtney Johnson got hot. She hit three threes and got the Mustangs back in it. Courtney with 13 points here at halftime has D-West down by only three. They had cut it to two at one point and had a possession but haven't been able to tie it or go back on top. Five turnovers against D-West, four turnovers on Mound Ridge. Both teams have 4 3-point baskets. At the foul line, Mound Ridge was 3-for-5, and Doniphan West did not get to the free throw line in the first half. They're down by three at the break. And hey, what's your overall thoughts on how that first 16 minutes played out?
Well, as Coach Smith's rules are, is number one, play together as a team, and two, is get better. Well, they've gotten better as the game's gotten along. First quarter was a little rough. We didn't get ourselves in opportunities offensively where we were getting ball reversal. But in the second quarter, the press kind of came off. It felt like we were out of position defensively a lot in transition. Offensively, obviously, when you're knocking down shots, it makes it a lot easier. The biggest thing is, and I know Coach Smith is stressing this, we've got to be stronger going to the basketball. And the other thing is we've got to make them pay when they are reaching on us. We've got to look to attack. But when we attack, we've got to finish around the basket or kick to wide-open shooters. I'd like to see Amy Joe step in a little bit more. I think Brenna can get in there anytime she wants to. And then, obviously, we've got to utilize the six-footer Johnson inside, posted up, and she's got to continue to battle. Having some fouls defensively on the other end, we've got to squeeze and cut down on the Mound Ridge, getting inside the paint like that. Again, doing a real nice job of that. Got 16 minutes right now. You fought back in it. It's a one-possession game. Biggest thing is going to be they're going to have the basketball coming out. Be aware of the flex cut set. Just have yourselves an opportunity right here to keep it close to the fourth quarter.
The West has Katie Johnson and Bell Smith, each with two personal fouls here at halftime. Nobody has more than one foul for Mound Ridge. Let's check the individual scoring numbers from the first half. Our statistics are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Team member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison in Holton, or visit any K-Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff in Whiting. For Donovan West, they were led by Courtney Johnson. She scored 11 of her 13 in the second quarter, including three threes. Brenna Eady has seven, including a triple, and all seven for Eady came in the first quarter. Katie Johnson has 4 points. Bell Smith has 4 points. All four of Bell's came on a couple buckets in transition when she beat Mound Ridge down the court. For Mound Ridge, they have six girls that have scored already, led by Hattie Heacock. 12 points for Hattie, including a couple trays. You have Cammie Unrau with six, Macy Comico with five, 3 points apiece for Mackenzie Conklin and Addison Patrick, and 2 points for Haley Heacock to round out the scoring for Mound Ridge here at halftime. Our score is Mound Ridge 31, Donovan West 28. We'll take another timeout. More of our halftime show coming up here in a moment. It's presented by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. More of the halftime show from Bramlage during the 2A Girls State Championship game after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sepetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Are you in need of new tires or light mechanic work? Triple L Tire in Highland has you covered. From great deals on major brand tires to oil changes, brakes, struts, alignments, and detailing, they do it all. You'll drive safe and smooth after their unbeatable service. Call 444-TIRE, open Monday through Friday. Triple L Tire is your one-stop shop for all your tire and auto needs, even semi-tires. That's Triple L Tire in Highland. Call to schedule now at 444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland, where your car or truck always gets the VIP treatment.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back, Bramlage Coliseum. Justin Fluke, David Johnson with you. This is one of five state championship games for our MSC Sports Radio Network in Northeast Kansas. We had Johnson Brockwin, a title for the third year in a row. Their boys in Nebraska earlier today. And we got a couple other scores to pass along. The one other high school game going on from our area is the Axtell boys. And what a half they had. They're up 36-16 at the break over Cunningham. So the Axtell boys have a 20-point lead as they try to get the elusive hoop crown to go with all their other football track hardware in Axtell. Also, the Benedictine women saw their season come to an end in the NAIA second round of the national tournament as that final was Bethel, Tennessee 67 and Benedictine 52. So the Lady Ravens fall by 15 today. All the other scores posted on our website, mscsports.net. We gave you some of the finishes from earlier today. We have the Hanover girls champions, the Centralia girls champions, and Donovan West trying to be the third team from the same league to win a state title. The Heart of American Conference has been really good here because in the third in the girls game earlier, beating Pittsburgh Colgan, and then in the boys, Heart of American Conference teams finished first, second, and third. Sterling knocked off the two-time undefeated champs from Mound Ridge. So Sterling boys won the 2A title, and the third-place game was won by El Saline over our Valley Falls Dragons earlier today. So, man, the Heart of America Conference, the Twin Valley League, no surprise, getting it done. 31-28 is our halftime score. Donovan West comes out of the locker room. They trail by 3 points. A couple other keys or thoughts, Dave, here before we set for the third quarter.
Well, I think any time you get in the second half, I'll look to see if Coach Smith goes back to the basic set where he's trying to get Katie involved and get some cross-screening action out of that, maybe some high-low. Defensively, if they can get themselves in position to cut down on the dribble penetration and cover up on the shooters. I did think that Mound Ridge there at the end of the second quarter looked a little fatigued. It looked like that pace of play was kind of wearing on them a little bit, and I thought Donovan West handled that. Just got to play with some poise here as we come down the stretch, because that's what it's going to take to upset the higher-seeded Wildcats of Mound Ridge.
Mound Ridge came out strong. They hit a couple three-pointers. Coach Smith had to take a timeout for Donovan West. Both teams used one timeout in that first half, but a couple early threes had Mound Ridge kind of riding momentum early. But I agree with you. During that second quarter, they looked a step slower. And, of course, both these teams playing their third game in 3 days. But Donovan West, after the double overtime thriller last night.
The place for everything local. Kansas.
Trying to have enough to finish out this game here today. We are going to take one more timeout as we wrap up the halftime show. Check that. We're going to keep it right here and give you the third quarter starting lineups. As looks like it'll be the same as we begin the game. The lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer. Every championship team needs a quality starting lineup, and your vehicle needs championship caliber parts. That's what you'll find at Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha, proud sponsor of our lineups here throughout the contest for state basketball tournament week. What it's been, we have a 12-team from the local area state tournament. We went 8-4 in the first round and then got five of those eight teams into the title games today. We already have Centralia winning and now trying to get D-West girls and Axtell boys there as well. Those D-West starters again, Courtney Johnson, Brenna Eady, Andy Foster, who D-West really needs to get going. She's had a couple double-doubles, but no points for her here at halftime. The other starters are Katie Johnson and Belle Smith, and they both have two fouls.
You know, Foster was, you know, unstoppable at the high post, and Mound Ridge has done a real nice job of making sure of forcing everything outside the paint. But, again, you know, you get into these games where you're kind of matched up similarity-wise, a lot of physicality on both sides. You've got to make sure it's the little things. Step into the basketball. Blocking out all the way, like your steps on long shot, long rebound, and execution on offense. And then you just got to finish shots, and hopefully down the stretch you have the chance to win it at the end. Donovan West is right there. He's got to have that little something extra to get us over the edge on the second half.
Mustangs have done a good job defensively on Kimmy Unrouse. She's scoring 17 a game, but held to just 6 points in the first half. She'll start with Addison Patrick, Haley Heacock, and Hattie Heacock's 12 points to lead the Wildcats here as we get into the third quarter.
And she hit two threes, and the game before in the semifinal, she airballed two. So, again, she came out, hit some shots for them, And again, Mountain Ridge's size has caused us a little problems right now. We're not getting the calls inside, but we still got to make sure we're looking to attack. Huge first 4 minutes here, especially for Johnson and Bell. Smith having two fouls, Katie that is, making sure they play without fouling here, but still being aggressive.
Start of the third quarter. UF in the road. Blue and orange uniforms, Mountain Ridge, the home team in white. They'll have the ball with this 31-28 advantage as we start the third quarter. Waiting to get the clock set for 8 minutes here as Mountain Ridge lost the boys' championship game, and the fans in red sticking around here. Big crowd, good contingent of Donovan West faithful as well here inside Bramwich Coliseum.
Wonderful crowd by Donovan West.
Mountain Ridge will go right to left here in the second half. Eddie Hecox pushes it out. Here's a three ball pushed in there by Haley Hecox as the sisters combo, and Haley hits the three.
They really do a nice job of loading up for shots.
Edie tries to drive, kicks it over to Courtney, a long two, left side switched in. Having a night, Courtney Johnson with 15, and the Mustangs down four again.
Going to continue to press, come out here. Good steal that time, almost a foul, ball's loose.
Katie Johnson.
Good pick up by Katie.
Turnover number five against Mountain Ridge. Now they nearly get a steal. Players really jamming into each other. The officials have let them play. It's been a pretty physical game.
They really have.
Players going to need to adjust. You expect that in the championship. Not going to call it real tight. Just kind of let them battle. Nice lob. Foster blocked from behind. She had an open look. Spotted from behind by Addison Patrick.
Boy, Mountain Ridge is athletic. Aren't they that time? Andy had a nice look at the basket. Nice feed by Courtney Johnson.
Bounds for Donovan West as they're on the offensive side of the court as we set here in Bramwich, moving left to right. Edie looking inside for Courtney.
Nice.
Katie wraps it into her. Now the kick out to Foster.
Oh, got a rip go. Yeah.
Foster sees an opening. Attack.
Yeah.
Fouled. And Andy Foster looks to get in the scorebook with two free throws coming here.
Already seeing Donovan West. Katie that time with a good flash into the post. Really strong with the ball and then a rip by Foster that time. Because they will force you baseline. Mountain Ridge is a team that wants to force everything baseline, kind of the Carolina style. Roy Williams wants to get everything to the baseline, so the rotation there is on the backside.
Foster was 7 of 12 combined in the first two state tournament games, but she comes up empty on her first one here in the championship. Second free throw, an air ball by Andy Foster. Those were the first two free throws attempted by Donovan West here in the game. They're still down 34-30. That throw in for Mountain Ridge. D. West will come with full court pressure. Forced a turnover a moment ago. Patrick gets it back to Hecox and out of Patrick, who will break the 10-second count between two defenders.
And cover up on shooters in the transition. Nice time by Donovan West.
That's inside to Kamiko. She's working at the high post against Katie Johnson up top. Another three by Haley Hecox. She hit one a moment ago, missed it. But Hattie Hecox gets the rebound. Now a baseline drive left by Unrall. Reverse layup. No. Tipped and another board for Mound Ridge. They get a third crack on this possession offensively. A push foul a little away from the ball. Who's this one on for Donovan West?
I believe it's on Bell Smith.
That's her third personal foul. 6:16 to go, third quarter, 34-30. D. West trails by four.
We really got it blocked out.
Lob it in the lane. Unround, missed the shot, and over the back. Good box out.
That was a good box out that time.
Katie Johnson had Macy Kimmichow pushed back and going over her back. That's a first personal foul and team foul number two on Mound Ridge here in the third quarter.
Good defensive stop that time by the Mustangs.
Now needing to get some offense. They were down six early on in this game. There's a lob pass to Katie Johnson, and it's out of bounds. Perry Smith and some of the Mustang crowd thought it was deflected for sure by a white jersey. Needed the case, but not going to win as the other two officials went to the other end of the court. So it goes down as a turnover for Donovan West. That's their sixth one of the game. Bound to unround. She gets it to Hecox. Sends it across the court to Patrick. Patrick, strong to the bucket. Missed it too strong. Offensive board. Out to Hattie Hecox. That's a three, and it's in. Rattled through. Triple on second chance points for Hattie Hecox.
Again, it's the rotation. The missed shot on the layup and an offensive rebound and a kick for three.
Edie tried to drive. She had 7 points in the first quarter today. Katie Johnson out to Bell Smith, who continues to play with three fouls. Mustangs down 7 here with 5.5 to go. We're in the third quarter. Heidel on the line. Courtney Johnson defended by Unrau with the dribble and a timeout.
Timeout.
Timeout by Coach Perry Smith. We'll take it here with 5:23 to go. Our score is Mound Ridge 37, Donovan West 30 here on KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson back with you here in Bramlage. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, online at popcorngifts.net. Seems like the Mustangs have had a couple times in this game where they've had a possession down 2 or 3, and
yep,
Kane Mustangs is tied.
Well, and it's kind of like the start of the basketball game. Mound Ridge moving the ball with the pass, and Donovan West trying to do everything off of the dribble. And a little bit slower, allowing Mound Ridge. Nice cut.
Beautiful drawn-up inbound play, and Courtney Johnson gets a layup underneath their own basket. The Mustangs able to score out of the timeout.
Nice tip by Katie that time, nearly a steal.
37-32, Mound Ridge breaks the pressure, faking it, now shooting it. Hallie Heacock has shot a lot in this third quarter, and a good rebound. Courtney Johnson with some aggression as she rips that all away. Here comes the sophomore from left to right. It was deflected by Mound Ridge as it went into the backcourt.
Somebody was going to lose an eye if they got their hand in there on Courtney.
Edie near side, Webstein, and Majo just checked back in. Here's a lob, not a great pass, intended for Courtney Johnson, but intercepted by Hattie Heacock. Seventh Mustang turnover. Mound Ridge by 5, through the defenders, up and in. Cammie Unrau, one of the few times we've seen her be able to drive and score.
That time, Donovan West just didn't get it squeezed in there.
Edie runs into a double team, kicks it back out to Webstein, and now into the hands of Edie, who will reset the offense. Mustangs trail by 7, 4:20 to go here in the third.
This is a critical juncture for the Mustangs right now. Mound Ridge is really, Katie, we're in basic and not getting herself. Now Coach Smith saying, yeah, we're in basic.
Courtney Johnson dribbles, makes the handoff, takes it, and missed it off the window. Backside rebound by Patrick. Boy, I don't know if D-West has gotten maybe one offensive rebound all night. Mound Ridge was 6-7. Passing up the open three, it's unreal as they go under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 39-32, Mound Ridge.
Another set here by Mound Ridge. They're going to go 1-4 high, looking for back doors. A little set screen for Unrau, trying to split.
He drives, tipped off the window, and the ball stops on the rim and then drops back down and in. Cammie Unrau now with 10 points, and the lead has grown to 9. Foster going coast to coast. Fouled. Shot was left short. Andy will get 2 free throws. She missed 2 earlier here in the third quarter.
Have we scored in this half? 4 points?
Yeah, 4. Possession down 3. Right. That is a 2 for
exactly.
A ball.
Exactly. That time. Again, their bigs are a little slow getting back. They really do a nice job of bodying you. You can kind of see, like, now the fatigue on the Donovan West youngsters out there. Exerted a ton of energy last night, and right now, this is all about just getting yourself, telling yourself, you know, I'm not tired. I got to fight through it. Mind over body, not body over mind.
Bill Smith back in with 3 personal fouls. 2nd free throw good. That's the initial point tonight for Andy Foster, who had a double-double in each of the first 2 games. Down by 8.
And Donovan West goes back to the triangle and 2 that worked so well for him last night.
Long shot missed by Heacock. Rebound controlled by Katie Johnson. She'll look for help and find the point guard, Edie. Pushes it ahead to Courtney. Courtney slams on the brakes. Now back to Edie. Drives through the lane.
Split.
Shot blocked. Good help defense by Unruh. Here comes Unruh with 3 minutes to go in the third. Fancy dribbling. Now skip pass over to Heacock. Back to the other Heacock. This is Hattie going baseline. And a layup good.
That's a tough cover by Katie there. Heacock just a little more athletic.
17 points for Hattie Heacock. And the lead is double digits for the first time today.
She's having a game for the sophomore.
Lob to Katie Johnson. Tough catch under the basket, knocked out by Mound Ridge. We'll see if the Mustangs can dial up another great inbound play here as they scored on one after a timeout earlier in this third quarter.
Hunter has had three blocks. She's a lot more, a bigger jumper than what she looked for her size.
Stands 5'7", just a junior. Again, no seniors on this Mound Ridge girls team. Mustangs get it in to Bell Smith. Hands it back to Wettstein. Now Edie comes to get the basketball, 43-33. Mustangs have three timeouts left in this game. Wettstein.
Oh, this was open.
Yep, pass it to Bell. Didn't quite see her in time. Now Bell steps outside, and the ball goes through her hands and out of bounds. Not a great pass by Wettstein as Coach Perry Smith is hot. That's turnover number 8 now on Donovan West.
Just some indecision by Donovan West. I think they thought we were in one offense and we were in another. And Donovan West back to the triangle in two.
Mound Ridge will be content to take a little air out of the basketball with a 10-point lead for the first time tonight. Haven't won a state title since 2011. Just watched the boys' team get upset earlier by Sterling. Here's the give. Now the kick up top. An open three. Freshman off the bench. Mackenzie Conklin, her second triple tonight.
Yeah, much like it was with El Saline, everything's clicking right now for Mound Ridge, and Donovan West has dug themselves the largest hole of the tournament.
This is a 15-4 third quarter advantage for the Wildcats.
Every cut, they have a body on you. Any dribble, they've got their hands on you. And Donovan West just really struggling right now offensively to get themselves going.
Triple Edie, no. Tipped by Bell Smith. Aggressive play with three fouls. And Mound Ridge heading to the other end. Their third quarter run continues. Get past to Heacocks and some players coming up big off the bench. Some role players having some great games here for Mound Ridge. And they're led by Hattie Heacocks, who fakes a college three, now drives across the baseline. The freshman Conklin again, another three by the freshman Conklin.
Well, the triangle two is not working tonight. The youngsters that are out are hitting shots. And now this is blown to a 16-point lead.
Coach Perry Smith will take another timeout, and we'll take it with him. Exactly 1 minute to go in the third quarter. An 18-5 third quarter run by Mound Ridge. And as we head to break, it's the Wildcats 49, D West Mustangs 33 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Dustin Fluke, Cam Dave Johnson back with you here in Manhattan. The freshman Mackenzie Conklin with two of her three triples off the bench here in this third quarter. Mound Ridge has now made 8 3-point baskets in this game, and they have pulled out to a 16-point advantage here with a minute left in the third. West will have the basketball and just two timeouts left.
Donovan West going to stick with the basic here. It's going by, and then we got out of a timeout and we throw the ball away.
Edie just out of the reach or pass to Courtney Johnson, who couldn't quite control it, and that's 4 of the 9 total turnovers for D West today coming here in this third quarter. And they've been outscored 18-5 in the frame, and see how patient Mound Ridge wants to be.
That mental fatigue we talked about right now, you can really see it, the looks on our faces. We've got to try and get ourselves just through this quarter, see if we can't get ourselves reset for the fourth.
35 seconds left. Kick out, another three by Conklin, and she missed one. Offensive board, though, as Kamiko got it underneath. Now a drive by Patrick, and she's fouled on the arm. She'll shoot two.
And again, it's going to sound like when you're down, but they're allowing a lot of contact, and then there's a reach foul, and we're going to call it 50, you know, going to the basket there. I don't quite understand that one. Mound Ridge, everything going their way right now.
Addison Patrick makes the first of two free throws. We told you this Moundridge team shoots 65% from the foul line, and they've been even better than that already in the state tournament this week. And both free throws are good for Patrick. It's 51-33. Mustangs got 25 seconds left. They've made two field goals here in this third quarter, leading offense in the worst way. Foster trying to drive, trying to get a shot up, but can't. Kicking it out to Smith. She drives, shot, but a foul. And Bell will get two free throws.
Really an impressive defensive effort by Mountain Ridge. They're just really smothering Donovan West. All the drives were covered up. We're not getting ourselves. It's just really good defense by Mountain Ridge. Not enough ball movement with the pass. Donovan West trying to create everything with the dribble.
First free throw switched in. Bell Smith made 7 of 9 free throws in the state tournament this week. He has 5 points today. Had 10 against Chase County and 13 last night against Colgan. Next free throw, short, but crawls in over the front of the iron. Similar to what Katie Johnson got with 10 seconds left in double OT last night to give the Mustangs the win. 10 seconds left here in the third. 16-point lead. Mound Rich with 3 seconds. Unruh drives, left side layup. No. Well, 8 minutes, anything can happen. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, but Mound Ridge with a very impressive third quarter, really stretching out this lead. It's the Wildcats 51, the D West Mustangs 35, and the fourth quarter comes your way in just 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech managed IT solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over 3 decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Along with studio engineer Ray Pinning, part of our championship MSC Sports Radio team, Justin Fluke, Dave Johnson with you here in Manhattan. D West ball to begin the fourth quarter. Trying to hand it off. Good denial defense by Allie Hecox. Reset that D West lineup as D West gets it into Katie Johnson. She attacks, misses the runner. And Mount Ridge wants to run. They got a 3-on-1 break, and they find the opening on the right side, but she traveled.
Yep.
Why pump the basket? Mount Ridge with just their 6th turnover. We've got Andy Foster, Bell Smith, Katie Johnson, Courtney Johnson, and Brenna Eady starting 5 for Coach Perry Smith. D West needing to make a run down 16. That lineup presented by Napa Auto Parts in Sabetha. Your Sabetha Auto Parts Napa store with a great lineup of all the tools and parts you need.
Katie's really working hard inside there. The guard's got to give her a chance there. That time on the last possession, a nice drive, just couldn't finish it. Mustangs got to try to get something. They got to get the clock slowed down and get to the basket. Good step through.
Courtney Johnson fakes, steps through, and lays it up and in. She's the one Mustang that has scored more than 6 points in this game. Courtney Johnson now has 19. Dave Johnson, I feel a run still coming. I don't think we're going away.
And they shouldn't. That's not our M.O. And a steal right that time. I had it. We got a foul that time. Nice job by Katie Johnson again. Really imploring her teammates to keep hustling here. And that's the thing about Donovan West. It's 16. You still got time to get this thing squeezed. If you can get it under double digits by the 4-minute mark, put a little pressure on the Wildcats. Give yourself a chance.
They're a great free throw shooting team. Keep that in mind. U.S. doesn't want to put them at the line if they can help. Foster in the lane.
Got her elevated and just didn't look to shoot it.
Katie Johnson cut off on the baseline. Back out to Foster. Now Foster will try to attack. She fakes, kicks it out to Katie at the elbow. She drives, shot blocked, but a foul from behind. It's on Unrau. And Katie Johnson going to get two free throws. Last night, Katie was 6-for-6 combined in the two overtime sessions, including two free throws with 10 seconds left after Colgan had made just one free throw of two with 30 seconds to go. And D-West girls got the double overtime thrilling win. They had to play defense for the last 44 seconds of regulation. D-West had to play defense for the last 58 seconds of overtime. Then finally won it as the first free throw well short by Katie Johnson. Is that fatigue?
That is fatigue. Yeah, right there. That's just mentally, just that thing didn't even come off her fingertips.
Katie, 7 of 8 at state shooting free throws, makes the second one. She's got 5 points today.
A lot of difference there on that one.
Donovan West down 13. Mound Ridge hits Kamiko on the run all the way left side. Count the basket, plus one. Macy Kamiko has been a factor in this game today.
Well, Coach Smith is trying again. The pressure, you're going to have a chance to give up layups that time, and we've got to get covered up. And I will give credit. This is the difference in the ball game from tonight to last night is Mountain Ridge really attacking against the pressure.
Free throw no good. 6.5 minutes to go. 53-38. D-West is down. They've never had a lead in this game. Trailed 19-13 at the end of one. They were down only three, though, at halftime, and they got outscored 20-7 to the Mustangs in the third quarter. Trying to make a run as Foster back to half court to get a tipped pass. Now lobs it to Katie Johnson left of the lane. Katie looks for a cutter. That's Bill Smith coming. Ball goes back up top to Foster. Mustangs don't have much time to kill, but awful fatigued with the third game in 3 days and last night double overtime.
And Mounders really pushing them outside.
Courtney Johnson drives and a foul it's on the floor. Foul number three, I think, here on Mound Ridge already in this third or fourth quarter. So after one more foul, then D-West will have a chance to maybe get some points with the clock stopped. They'll get an inbound play here under their own basket, trailing by 15.
And Mount Ridge, is the more they pressure, they're allowing the officials aren't calling it, so they're hand-checking on cuts, and they're really putting a lot of pressure in, so they continue to do it. Nice cut by Johnson.
Courtney missed the shot, and then she's going to pick up the foul. It was another great inbounds play, and they got Courtney coming to the basket, but got just a little too strong, and then the foul is just the first on Courtney Johnson.
Now Donovan West will go three-quarter court pressure here, backing it up so maybe we can get it squeezed a little bit more, still making them work with it. But Mountain Ridge's guards are just so tough. And now they're going to go straight 3-2 this time. See if Mountain Ridge is just going to hold the ball or they're going to play through it.
Much like Donovan West, there's nothing real flashy about Mountain Ridge. They're just solid. They have multiple players. They defend. You know, no weaknesses. Here's a three by Patrick. That rolls around and missed. Rebound, Katie Johnson.
Great block out.
Here comes Foster. Lobs it. Tough catch for Bell. But the defender right there with her. And it's out of bounds, but will stay with Donovan West.
Donovan West always looking to score that layup. Work on it every day in practice. Kicking ahead, throwing the long pass. There's not a team that does it better than the Mustangs in the state.
Katie Johnson triggers it in.
Got to take it up.
Foster, tough shot, missed it off the front of the rim, rebounded by Mound Ridge.
Just not getting those calls tonight.
The shots seemingly have been a little bit short as we continue to talk about the fatigue factor. Just over 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Still battling, though. Donovan West not showing any quit, but you can just tell in their faces and their legs, we just don't have that same zip on the cuts.
Patty Heacock leads the way with 17.
That's a moving screen.
Passes to Unround. Now a drive down the lane. Banker in and out by Haley Heacock. Here's Edie. Has Courtney Johnson ahead. Finds her left side. Courtney layup. Yes. Blackjack 21 for Courtney Johnson. Timeout D West. They'll have just one remaining and down 13 with 4:44 to go.
Well, we talked about getting it under four and they fought back here. Again, a lot of credit to the Mustangs. Have we ever led in this basketball game? Have not led. Not going away, but time starting to become an issue right now. Again, if they can, and I will give Donovan West us to understand this, Mound Ridge isn't going to stop shooting three. So if you can get covered up and get the rebounds there and get yourself in transition right there and get yourself to the foul line, again, Mound Ridge with three team fouls here in the fourth quarter. So you've got to look to drive it here. You just can't settle with taking jump shots. You got to make them try and defend.
Rebounds have definitely been in the favor of Mound Ridge in this championship game. especially offensive rebounds. Our timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.net. 53-40.
And Mountain Ridge, our back line's got to be up. They're running a 1-4 across. There's nobody back. They have to be coming up looking for cutters.
He stepped in bounds.
He did.
Stepped in bounds against the D-West full court press. So a turnover for the Wildcats. Their 8th one of the game. D-West underneath their own bucket.
Huge possession right here.
Edie Johnson lobs it into Bell Smith. Tough catch with a hand in her face. Now Brenna Edie. D-West has not made any three-pointers here in the second half. Smith drives, tough shot, short. Katie rebounds up and around and in for Katie Johnson.
And here we come.
We got an offensive rebound. Katie Johnson has 7. D-West down 11. Mountain Ridge breaks the press. Almost went over and back. Hattie Heacock wasted the dribble. Coming to get it now is Unruh. Unruh's been clearly quiet with just 10 points. D-West man-to-man matched up.
Calling a set play called money here. This is where they're going to run a little flex cut.
Conklin, the freshman, back in there. She's hit 3 big threes as we go under 4 minutes remaining.
Courtney Johnson doing a good job at ball denying Unruh, not letting her touch it.
Allie Heacock gets it now to Unruh again. Drives around Johnson on the baseline. Through two defenders and scores. What a move by Cammie Unruh.
Man, she is so good at that. She could get her nose in there. It's going up.
Back to a 13-point lead. Pass into Johnson with the left hand. That one rolls off the right side of the rim. Had a broken nail as Katie looks at her hand there with 3:35 left to go here in this game.
Went up and got it. Just couldn't finish with the left hand. Nice find by Bell.
More full-court pressure. D-West had cut it to 11, but they haven't got it to single digits here in this second half.
And you're going to have to do things now. Time's of the essence. You're going to have to extend. So Mountain Ridge obviously is going to be looking for opportunities to score layups and free throws.
Unruh drives again, draws the foul, and will go to the line to shoot two.
Job by Katie that time, not allow the shot to go up. If they're going to come in there, you got to make them pay a little bit.
Mountain Ridge might be taking a timeout here with 3:16 left to go. Indeed they are. We'll have free throws when we come back. Mountain Ridge 55, Donovan West 42. We return in half a minute here on the Giant Communications and JBM Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
This is Kyle Edwards with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Individual medals, team trophies to be presented at the end of this game. The final one of the day and the season here at the 2A State Tournament in Manhattan. Two free throws for Cammie Unruh, who's 78% on the year, but she misses that one. She is 10 of 13 now in the state tournament this week.
The jinx of the sportscaster once again.
13-point lead for Mound Ridge, and Unruh makes it 14 as she hits the second.
I would really like to know who teaches shooting down in Mountain Ridge because they do a really good job of form.
Bell Smith trying to attack the basket, dumps it down to Katie. Little 4-foot jumper, good on the left baseline. Katie Johnson now with 9. Smith gets the dime. 56-44. 3 minutes to go. Full court pressure. Here's Unruh breaking it into the half court and then bumped. And a little foul going to go against Edie, and that's foul number 4 on Donovan West. So now Mountain Ridge in the bonus the rest of the game.
And that's where they really make their hay, is they're able to get to the foul line because they're such good shooters. Well, they're still going to inbound the ball here, so it must not be
that fine. Was 4. Yeah,
that was 4. Okay. Yeah. So the next one will send them to the free throw line.
Mountain Ridge made 15 of 20 free throws against Taze TMP, 15 of 20 free throws again against Inman yesterday. And here's Unruh missing one. She hit the deck. Donovan West comes away with the basketball. points needed on almost every possession. Courtney Johnson driving, and that's foul number four on Mound Ridge here in the fourth quarter. So both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the game.
Courtney really being aggressive here in the second half, putting her head down and getting to the basket, kind of like Mound Ridge, forcing them to make decisions on how they're going to play her. She's not just becoming a jump shooter here.
West down 12 with 2:40 to go. Tight game all the way last night against Colgan. And here's another foul. And Brenna Eady going to get a couple of free throws. The only two free throws that Eady shot was with 1 second left last night in double overtime. Missed the second one on purpose against Colgan in that thrilling Mustang win.
Well, now this can be an advantage for Donna from West, knowing now he can go to the basket and get to the free throw line and get the clock stopped for some free points. Big free throws.
Eady's first one, nothing but net. 7 points in the first quarter, and now she's got 8 points with the free throw here in the fourth. Another one would pull the deficit down to 10. Referee making sure the jersey of Allie Hecox is fully tucked in.
Well, that and they're rolling their pants, which they're not supposed to be allowed to roll their pants, but again, that's a rule that some officials let go and some don't.
Both free throws, money for Eady.
56-46. Well, it's been a while.
Yep. 10. Full court press broken by Mound Ridge. Hecox back top of the circle. Far corner now. Addison Patrick has it. She hit one of the 2 threes that began this game for Mound Ridge. 6-0. And they've not trailed.
And Mound Ridge going to that same play again. Money just trying to get it extended. Looking for Unrau on a back door. Isolation. Nearly traveled with it.
Now over the far corner to Kimmy Unruh. This is skip pass to Addison Patrick. We go under 2 minutes to play.
They're looking free throws and layups right now.
Here's Hattie Hecox to the basket. She lays it in. Big night. 19 points for the sophomore Hattie Hecox. Lead back to 12. Courtney Johnson fakes. Drives baseline. On the block. Has it knocked out of her hands. And they call the charge. That's Maggie Hazenkamp with the call. Foul number 3 on Courtney Johnson.
And she lowered her shoulder that time to create space. And Ralph did a nice job of getting her feet underneath her to draw the charge.
Down to a minute 40. There's a deflection by Foster and a steal. 10 Mound Ridge turnovers, but the Mustangs need points. Foster drive, shot. Yes! Plus one.
As good as Mound Ridge is defensively, they do get themselves caught out of position on rotation where they are jumping and there's people on the backside. It's wide open. So sometimes they get a little undisciplined on when the ball is getting attacked to the basket. Nice drive by Foster, but again, a good steal by the Mustangs. Still hanging around.
First field goal for Foster. Missed the free throw. Just 1 for 5 at the line. Now a loose ball. He left. Oh, they hit the floor. Hattie Hecox is shaken up. I think her head hit the head of one of the D-West players. Both girls are in significant pain right now.
Yeah, Foster got their heads got cracked there that time. Both of them looking that they don't know if they know if they're in Manhattan or not right now.
Both girls crying as Foster goes to the line. Hecox tries to find herself and head to the low block for the free throws here. And I think they're going to check on Andy Foster. Coach Perry Smith wants to visit with his sophomore, make sure that she's okay.
Now he's going to ask if he can bring a shooter in. If she goes out.
Yeah, she's not the best free throw shooter and has struggled today. If he has the chance to sub, but she's okay. She's going to stay in. She's going to shoot him.
And you got to like the way Donovan West just not laying down quitting. What a testament to Coach Smith's team. They just no quit in them. That's a high praise right there when your teams just continue to play.
Foster misses another free throw. Had a chance to get it down to 8 or 9 here with exactly a minute 30 on the clock in this fourth quarter.
Been a long time since Donovan West has had it under single digits.
Foster now with 4 points. She makes that next free throw. Mound Ridge lobs it ahead to break the press. Haley Hecox and D-West fouls. It's on Foster. And Haley Hecox will get 2 free throws for Mound Ridge.
That's what it's going to come into. It's just going to be a nice Columbus free throw shooting contest to the end of it here.
West in search of their 20th win of the season. They had one game this year they didn't get to play or make up because of the weather. That was against Onega. West didn't get their Twin Valley League matchup against Onega, or they might already have 20 wins. Free throw good for Hallie Hecox. She has 6 points. And the second free throw is on the way, and that one rattles home. Lead back to 11. Again, Mound Ridge, a great free throw shooting team. They lead 60-49. Minute 20 to go. Here's Foster in the lane. Needs help. Out to Bell Smith. Mustangs need to find a shot quickly. They get it in the paint
nice
to
post.
Johnson. He drives, double team, missed it, saved in by Foster. Bell Smith comes away with the board. Foster now with 1 minute remaining. D-West down 11. Foster out to Katie, a long two, twist it in. Double digits, Katie Johnson with 7 of her 11 in this fourth quarter.
Great effort by the senior that time.
Down to 9, but oh, a leak out and all alone at the other end for Mound Ridge. Nobody back with Macy Kamiko, who scores and has 9, the lead back to 11.
There's not much you can do there. Donovan West just trying to finish up.
In the paint, Edie turns, shot as everybody left her. That's missed. Rebounded by Mound Ridge, and it looks like the Wildcats are going to have their first state championship in girls basketball since 2011. A timeout has been called just so Mound Ridge coach Kaylee Huxman can clear the bench and get all of her players here in to this state championship performance. Mound Ridge on their way to 24-2. And again, only one win by less than 9 points this season. They're up by 11 here in the final half minute, and D-West going to clear their bench as Perry Smith bringing in all his subs to get a chance to be on the championship court here in Manhattan.
Well, in the third quarter was the difference.
Yep,
you know,
20-7.
They really came out, and again, we just got caught on our heels, and I think we looked like we're just a little dead coming out of the timeout, out of the halftime. And again, you know, reality now setting in on the bench over there, and seniors realizing that this is it. And you know, as a former coach and also a father, you feel for them, but at the same time, what a tremendous honor the way we represented Donovan West. Just, they got down by 16, was it 17 points, and fought back to at least get it to 9. And it's never easy, but these are great life lessons to learn. Sometimes, even though you really try and want it as bad as anything, sometimes it always doesn't go your way, and sometimes somebody's just a little bit better than you.
D-West has Brooklyn Rawls, Kennedy Buckley, Reese McCauley, Jaden Owen all in there for the first time, along with Lydia Keebler. Final 10 seconds in Mound Ridge with their subs in as well, dribbling out the clock. Mound Ridge going to win it by 11. They're champs for the first time since 2011. Mound Ridge 62, Donovan West 51. A double overtime semifinal win that will likely never be forgotten. And the Mustangs can be proud about a second-place finish here at the state tournament. Their first year moving up to Class 2A. And proved not only did they belong, but they're one of the top two teams in the state at the end of the season. Falling to Mound Ridge by 11 and ending the campaign 19-6. A valiant effort, but as you mentioned, the third quarter, and just not quite enough gas in the tank. Mentally, they wanted to do it. Physically, just couldn't quite find enough to get him over the hump here today.
Well, and again, you know, as we talk about when you face in the finals, it's the little things that are going to get you to the top, and just that third quarter was just enough. And Mountain Ridge is a handful. Might be the as good a shooting team in five spots as I've seen all year long. And you're talking about seeing teams in our league that are definitely high caliber, but they just really – every time they catch the basketball, they are in a shooting position. Elbows are locked underneath, and their wrists slip and follow through. It is really pretty to watch. And Donovan West just struggled a little bit. Again, we talked about having the ball flowing, and they do that. That ball gets penetrated and kicked to shooters, and they redrive. And we got caught standing in that third quarter. But at the same time, there's no reason for the Donovan West Mustangs to hang their head. A tremendous season. If you'd asked Coach Smith at the start of the season, how would you take playing for a state title, but you're not going to get it done? I think you take it every time, as any coach would, but it still doesn't – the hurt will be there for a while, but as they go on here in the spring and the summer months, they'll look back on fondness at what a season Donovan West had.
Mound Ridge wins it. 0 seniors on the Mound Ridge roster and only 3 juniors. This Mound Ridge team might be back again next year. We'll be back after a timeout. Presentation of trophy and medals, final stats, post game coming up next, live from Manhattan as D-West girls finish second place, state runner-up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money till Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Crittenden Home Care provides services to keep home an option for everyone. Highly skilled and trained caregivers provide in-home care and home health care while treating your family like their own. For more information, go to CrittendenHomeCare.com or call them at 913-303-2400 for a free in-home assessment. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
If you're looking for convenience and cost savings, swing by and fuel up with diesel from Cornive Fuels on Coronado Road in Highland. Cornive Fuels offer 24/7 pumps with only premium diesel versus number two that you might find at other stations. Protect your trucks and equipment and enjoy competitive prices with easy access. Cornive Fuels is open 365 days a year whenever you need premium diesel fuel for on or off road. And Cornive Fuel cards with price discounts are available upon request. Call 785-592-0475. Pay at the pump diesel at Cornive Fuels, North Edge of Highland.
An IRA is an investment in your future. The time to prepare for your retirement is now. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. The key to building a substantial retirement income from an IRA is starting early. When you save long term, your money will grow with the interest earned over time. Opening an IRA 1 year earlier can make a huge difference. Come visit Citizens Trust Department and see Eric or Lori to get started with your IRA today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome back to Manhattan Girls Championship game in the book. The high school basketball season is over here in 2A. It's Mound Ridge Wildcats, state champions for the first time since 2011. By the way, their sixth team championship puts them in the top five of the state of any girls basketball program in any classifications, now with six state championships. Mound Ridge defeats Donovan West, final score 62-51. Mound Ridge got a couple quick threes and never trailed. They were up 19-13 at the end of one. D-West battled back in the second quarter, down only three, 31-28 at halftime, but a 20-7 third quarter advantage for Mound Ridge, and they win it by 11. They led by as many as once 18 points in that third quarter. 51-33 was the largest lead for Mound Ridge in this game. No ties, no lead changes. A couple things I noticed figuring up some of the stats, and one was that D-West didn't hit any three-pointers in the second half. They hit four of them in the first half. We saw three in a row there at one point in the second quarter when they got back in this game. But, you know, they probably needed it against the good shooting team that Mound Ridge is and a high-scoring offense that Mound Ridge is. Some shots to fall, and especially if they were some threes, wouldn't hurt. But they didn't make any threes in the second half. They also finished 7 of 13 from the foul line in this game. Nobody fouled out for Donovan West, but got out-rebounded as well And one of the big statistical differences from this game, I thought those were the official stats, but those aren't quite the right ones posted yet. We'll have some more official stats here in a little bit. All the D-West girls have gotten their medals. They're handing individual medals to the Mound Ridge team now. And, you know, it's tough, and it hurts right now, and it might hurt for a few days. But, you know, big picture, when you look at this, you know, going into next season or at any point beyond that down the road, D-West will look back at this season, I think, and be pretty proud. When you can say you finished second in the state, a 19-win season, battling through the Twin Valley League and moving up to 2A, and, of course, the double overtime win against Colgan's one that will never be forgotten.
Well, it is final, but it's not fated. That's the thing. You know, we sometimes get caught up in it. And having two daughters play and one is an assistant coach, sometimes you get caught up in how you want to handle yourself. But as a father and a coach, especially as a coach, I had the fortunate pleasure of playing for four state titles, and I know what it's like losing three, and two of them were by 1.8 seconds and one was by 3.4 seconds. There's nothing, you feel like you let a lot of people down, and the problem is they've let nobody down. The way they played, the way they showed commitment, the way they cared for one another, and you're going to lose three good seniors. You know, Brooklyn Rawls, you know, didn't play a lot of minutes, but a senior that came to practice every day and put forth the effort, which a lot of kids don't want to do now because if I'm not going to get playing time, I didn't go out. Well, she showed a lot of character by doing such. And then you got Brenna Edie, a starter since she was a sophomore, the point guard that has been the heart and soul, really. She's the catcher on the softball team. She's the quarterback and really has done so much for Coach Smith's high octane, push the ball and pressure. And then Katie, you know, somebody that really loves volleyball but this year, and especially here in the state tournament, really grew to be that physical post presence that they needed. And, you know, there's a lot of pieces there for Donovan West. Again, we don't pass the eye test getting off the bus, and we're the farthest east school in the TVL schools. And some people ask, why are we driving all the way over there? And, well, I think they know why. When they come, they're going to have to expect to play hard against a good team. And, you know, I think we've shown ourselves to be very capable in the Twin Valley League. No reason to hang their heads. And Coach Smith should be very, very proud of the work and as well as Coach Leatherman and Coach Johnson with their team this year.
Let's check the final statistics, the individual numbers from this game. They're presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See member firms Holton Tax Services with Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison in Holton, or visit any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. For Mound Ridge, Hattie Hecox had a big start to this game with 10 early points, allowing Mound Ridge to play with the lead throughout the night. Hattie Hecox, just a sophomore, she scored 19. Tammy Under has been their leader. She was in double digits with 13. But how about two players, kind of role players, Macy Kamakow and Mackenzie Conklin with 9 each. Conklin, a freshman, at 3 threes off the bench. Haley Hecox had 7, and Addison Patrick had 5 to round out the scoring. Mound Ridge was 8 of 12 from the free throw line. They hit 8 three-point baskets today. Both teams had 10 turnovers in this contest. Individual numbers for Donovan West. They were led by Courtney Johnson for the second time in 3 games here at State. Scoring-wise, Courtney Johnson hit 3 of the 4 triples and scored 21 points. She was joined in double digits by her sister, senior Katie Johnson. She had 12 points today. Brenna Edie finished with 9, and then it was 6 points for Belle Smith and 4 for Andy Foster, and no bench points for the Mustangs here today, as again they end their season 19-6, state runner-up. Barry Smith had a state championship team 2 years ago, and 3 years ago he had a team that advanced to the state semifinals as well. So that's 3 of the last 4 seasons that the Mustangs have been in the final 4 of the state, a first, a second, and a top 4. Pretty good run over a 4-year period. And
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And as you say, probably, you know, we'll have a chance to make some noise and maybe be back.
Well, again, you never know. It's just so tough. There, you know, a lot of people, it's so tough to get to the state tournament. It just is. There are some schools that are very, very fortunate to get there. But it is very, very hard. I don't care whether you're undefeated, and sometimes you get caught up, and we're going to see this matchup. Well, there's schools that, number one, are just as competitive and just want to fight. They put their pants on one leg at a time as some of these kids do, and it just comes down to sometimes things got to go your way. And you know, with the new format, trying to spread schools out a little bit more, and you're facing teams that you haven't seen before, upsets can happen, and it comes down to whether or not you can execute coming down the stretch. And I've always said it, until you've been on the floor and coached in a sub-state final or been in a state tournament, there is nothing like it. You know, the joy of bringing a team and watching them grow and get better, other than marrying my wife and having the birth of my four children, there's nothing that matches up to it. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm not into drugs. But there is, when you're coaching that, there's a feeling you don't, I can't describe. And it's something that until you've done it and felt it, it's those teams that I've had before, they will always be your team and they'll always be your guys and gals. And again, another great year for the Mustangs and for the TVL League. What a showing again. You know, it's just, the league's so doggone tough, but if there's a league that matches the TVL, it's the Heart of America. That's a basketball league for sure, and they definitely showed out here today.
Well, we're going to take one final break. I'll come back and wrap it up. I want to tie a bow on the whole season and some of our coverage throughout state this week, but if you would love the opportunity to go enjoy this with your family and friends, I'd certainly let you sneak away. It's been a pleasure.
Justin,
a lot more fun than sitting here doing it by myself.
Well,
so, Dave, I appreciate you and your passion and your knowledge of the game that you bring to the broadcast.
Well, I appreciate you having me tag along here, and I apologize to those out there that had to listen to us to kind of meander away through this. I kind of tell it like it is sometimes, but, again, proud of it and proud of the opportunity. And another thing, the great job you and KNZA and all your stations do for the local kids in the schools. I think I speak for all the coaches that you're top shelf, Mr. Fluke.
I appreciate that. Proud of what we have. So thanks for helping out. We'll take a final break. Dave will go enjoy this runner-up finish for Donovan West with his family, and we'll conclude our broadcast when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Highland Hardware, for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Need trusted legal advice? Parker Law Office in Highland is here for you. From family law to business matters, they provide experienced and compassionate representation. Protect your right and your future. Call Parker Law in Highland for a consultation. Parker Law is proud to support local schools.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Donovan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
When you need a tow, Davies Wrecker Service of Troy is ready and on call, serving Donovan County for over 50 years as your trusted neighbor for towing, winch, and roadside help. Call 816-390-4312. Alan and Laura Winkle at Davies Wrecker Service are proud community supporters and available when you need them.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Napa Auto Parts in Troy is now owned by Matt Cluck and proud to support Donovan County. They have added lots of new inventory and currently have their annual filter sale
sale going on through this Saturday. Come see all that's new at Napa Auto Parts in Troy. Good luck to the local teams at State.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSP Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Tying a bow on the high school basketball season for 2024-25. Basketball, such a grind through the holiday breaks, the midseason tournaments, through all the winter weather, the postponements and rescheduled games. And today we reached the climax, finishing up our high school basketball season here on the congratulations to a couple state champions from the area. They include the Axton Boys. The 39, so it adds to the Axtell legacy of four straight years as football champions, undefeated, a couple track titles, and they'll try to get another one of those this spring, but they finally have the elusive basketball title for that senior class, that program, and that school at Axtell. Congratulations to the Axtell boys. The Centralia girls are state champs. It had been a few years, but they're back on top with an impressive win over an undefeated Little River team today in Dodge City. Troy girls win by 7 as they take the title in 1A Division 1. And also Hanover beat Lynn in 1A Division 2 to win a girls state title. Silver Lake girls came up just short by 3 points in 3A. Also coming up just short was Topeka Seaman as they lost to St. Thomas Aquinas by 7 today in Class 5A. The Donovan West girls come up just short here as they lose to Mound Ridge 62-51 at Class 2A in Manhattan. A couple third-place finishes and a couple wins today. The Silver Lake boys beat Galena by 12 to finish third in 3A, and the Troy girls won. First time they get hardware in a couple decades, returning to the state tournament. Troy girls' big 14-point win over Quinter to finish third at the state tournament as well. And we had the Valley Falls boys finish in fourth as they lost earlier today to El Saline. I think that covers all of our local Northeast Kansas schools and the outcomes. We had 12 teams to state. Those were the 8 that made it to the semifinals, 5 championship games. And we got a couple wins on radio broadcast today, as well as one earlier this morning up in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Johnson-Brock boys three-peated as state champions in Class D1 up north. So 62-51, our final here as Mound Ridge defeats Donovan West. It's the 6th title for the girls' program at Mound Ridge. Kaylee Huxman helping the Wildcats to their first title since 2011. What a great team, and no seniors on the roster. Only 2 losses to Little River and Heston, who are both in the top 3 of the state in 1A and 3A. And Mound Ridge finishes as champs in 2A. Mound Ridge boys got second place to Sterling at this 2A tournament as well. Donovan West ending their season, those 3 seniors, Brooklyn Rawls, as well as Brenna Eady and Katie Johnson, but the rest of the Mustangs will be back next year and look to make another run through that tough, rugged Twin Valley League. 19 wins on the season. Perry Smith in his 9th year. His daughter, his youngest, will be among the returners next year for Donovan West. It's Belle Smith as a starter, Andy Foster as a starter, and Courtney Johnson as a starter coming back for this Mustang squad. No, they'll be proud of a second-place finish as they look back on it, and after the hurt kind of fades away, then that semifinal win, double overtime over Colgan last night, 61-60, grinding it out defensively as they didn't have the ball at the end of regulation or at the end of overtime, but a double overtime, they make 2 free throws, Pitt Colgan only makes 1, and D-West got that huge win to get him back into this championship game here today. It's been a great week across our MSC radio network, from the broadcasters to the studio producers to the folks behind the scenes. I know I did a post on social media late last night after making my 4th trip in 4 days here to Manhattan. I got to do 8 games here the last 4 days, and to top it off with a state championship call. But man, the communities, the business sponsors and support, the coaches and schools that we get to cover and work with every season in Northeast Kansas is no doubt the best, giving us multiple opportunities and excitement in every sport every year, and certainly blessed to have our crew and be a part of the sports coverage for Northeast Kansas with our MSG Sports Radio group. It was kind of a record-setting year for us. Of course, we cheated a bit. We added another station in this past year. That just means that we can do more local coverage of news, weather, sports, and information, and get more connected and involved with our local communities, because that's what it's all about. So very proud of our staff and everything that we've put together this week. Appreciate all the sponsors and those of you listening at home. Your passion is why we get excited about doing what we love to do. Ray was our board op this afternoon, and this is it from Manhattan as Mound Ridge beats Donovan West 62-51. Again, the final Mustangs finished second here this year in Class 2A. So until we chase around some baseballs and softballs and kids going round and round on the track, even throw in a little bit of golf this spring, we'll be covering sports as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks so much for listening. Have a safe rest of your weekend, everyone, and thanks for listening.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
The place for everything local, Kansaland Radio.